We're learning Masech the Sukkah that flam in Zayin and Midbeis. The Mari brings the name of Rabba. The Amir Rabba laid this in Ishluva by Shana do Manasi Tarfi Vavichatzitza. That a person shouldn't stick the lulav into the Hishana. The Gemara calls the Hishana the Igud with the lulav, the Hadas and the Arava, because maybe some of the Hadas and Arava leaves will fall off and it'll be a Chatzitza. Rava Amimim Bimina Ene Chatzitz. V'amar Rabba, Leleg is in a shluva by Hishana. You shouldn't cut the lulav when it's already in the Hishana if you want to make it smaller. The Meshayri Hutsu, because it will leave some lulav leaves. And also have a chatzitza. Rava Amar Min B'min Eina Chatzitz. And since it's the min of the Dalad Minim, the Hadassim and the Ravis, the lulav, it's not considered a chatzitza in the Dalad Minim. Now the Kabbalist Marim says an interesting shtickle. He wants to know, why do we need two memers from Rabba, two machlekes in Rabba and Rava? They're both the same thing. One is to make sure that the Hadas and the Rava leaves don't fall off. You shouldn't stick the lulav into the Hishana. The other is don't cut the lulav because you don't want the lulav leaves to fall off. The Chayr is the same halacha. The Rabba holds as a problem of Chatzitza and Rava holds Min B'min in the Chaitzitz. Why do we need two machlekes for? So he says that the first case is a bigger chiddush to say that it's not a Chatzitza. It's called Min B'minai, because you can have Hadas leaves that are chaitzis between the lulav and the arava, and you can have arava leaves that are chaitzis between the lulav and the Hadas. So in Mela, that wouldn't be called Minai B'chlal. By the case, if you have lulav leaves, or the lulav leaves are either chaitzis between the lulav and the Hadas, or the lulav and the arava, you don't have the lulav leaves being chaitzis between the Hadas and the arava. So in Mela, that's more pasha that it's called Min B'minai. So maybe you have two machlekes. And they say, so if I only say the first machlekes, where the hadas leaves will get between the lulav and the arava, or the arava leaves between the lulav and the hadas, you would think only in that case Rabba holds it's a chatzitza. But in the case where it's just the lulav leaves, and it's the lulav between the lulav and the hadas, or the lulav and the arava, so that's zichem in b'mina, even Rabba would hold it's good. And if it only say the same case, you think Rabba is only makshir, because it's lulav leaves between the lulav and the hadas, or the lulav and the arava. Masha'en Kain, if it's Hadas leaves between the lulav and the Arava, or Arava leaves between the lulav and the Hadas, even Rava would hold it's no good. As I said, the Kabbalist Marim, and the Aruch HaNer says, Samael, that would be good. The Rif and the Rambam both bring the halacha of not putting the lulav into the Hishana, that might knock off the Hadas and Arava leaves, but neither of them bring the halacha of not cutting the lulav once it's in the Hishana. Why did I leave out that halacha that the Gemara says? The Teretz is, because since we pass it like Rava, we pass it as not a chatzitza, so it's even in the case where the Hadas or Rava leaves will fall off, we have to be chayshish that the Hadas leaves will be chaytzis between the Lulav and the Arava, or the Arava leaves in Lulav and the Hadas, and even that's good. So Kolsh Kain, when you have the Lulav leaves, which just mean chaytzis between the Lulav and the Hadas, Lulav and the Arava, Kolsh Kain is good, it's more pashit, so I didn't have to mention it. But on the ikadin of the chatzitza, Rashi says, "V'chaytitzin bein min l'min ve'enam agudim yachad lihiyos l'kicha achas." The leaves will be chaytitz between each min, and they're not tied together to be one l'kicha. And let's say it would be enamina, that would be the halacha. But if you have something, you have a string or a shmata between the lulav and the hadas or the lulav and that rava, it's a chatzitza. And why is it a chatzitza? Because the lulav is not, there's a chitzitza between the lulav and the hadas, the lulav and the arava, there's not a gudim yachad liyis l'kicha achas. So in fact, the Aruch HaNer, what do you mean? We pass the lulav ein tzarech agad. Even if not tied together, it's kasha. Why should there be a psul chitzitza? Einam a gudim yachad liyis l'kicha achas, it doesn't have to be gudim yachad. So he says, according to Rashi, and we'll explain this a little bit later in the Shia, that you could say that if it's not tied at all, so that's better, though, than if you have an actual thing being mafsik between them, that's worse. That's more of a chesar. But he says, but that could only be, there's a machlekes yishenim, it's brought in the Taisis earlier. The Taisis brings a machlekes yishenim, are you only yaitzim when you take the dalad minim together? Or could you take them separately, one after the other? The Bahag says you could even take them separately, one after the other. And the Taisis says, no, that can't be. If the dalad minim akvin zeh, so you have to take them together. So according to Ben Tam, that you have to take them all together. So then Shaykh to say that when the sun nechaitz is between them, you're not taking them together. Hashegan, according to the Bahag, we don't have to take them together. L'chay, it's not shaykh to say that if something's chaytzitz between them, there's a chesaron. Even if they're b'chlal not touching each other, not even in the same lakicha, it works. And the Rambam paskens like the Bahag. The Rambam paskens it works even if you take them zeh zeh. So you see, the Rambam holds that even if you take the Mizach Azeh Yetzer. And the Rambam also says a lashon of Chatzitza between the Minim. And the Rambam says when you have the mountainous in between them, it's that Mim B'minai, so it's possible as Chatzitza. Hareza Chaitza says the Rambam. So how could there be a Chatzitza if they don't even have to be together altogether? So Aruch Lanayr says like this. The Aruch Lanayr says in the Rambam, and a chanami, if there's a chatzitza between the minim, the yaitzim, it's just you're missing the hider of the agat. And he says it's meduyik in the Rambam that way. Because the Rambam, by, if you take the minim b'kli, the igad din chatzitza that he has, you know, we have kol anayr saying a chaitzitz, but in the case where there is a chatzitza, the Rambam's lashon is leyotzi deichevasei. But in this case, the lulav with the hadis and the rav and yamavdil between the lulav and the hadis with the matlis, the Rambam says hareza chaitzitz. He doesn't say leyatzi dechavasa. Why is it leyatzi dechavasa? Teitz is yuai yetzer. It's just not an agat. So in the Rambam he's learning pshat. It's a din in lulav tzar. I mean, we all lulav ain't tzarach agat. But the vav is a mitzvah lag, the mitzvah chetchila. The din chatzitza is with this mitzvah chetchila. That's the gemara. Loi leidetz inish. You shouldn't do it. Don't manav tarfi v'avik chatzitza. Shouldn't do it, it'll be a chatzitza, so you'll be missing the maila of agat. That's what Aruch Lanayr learns in the Rambam. Because a chatzitza between the minim is not a psul, but there'll be a chsar in an agat. And that's the lashon in the Rambam. The Rambam says that mishegbiya dal minim elu bein shegbiya bein ba'achas bein b'zachzeh mismal is yatza u'mitzvah kehilchasa. That the agat is the mitzvah kehilchasa. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that you'll be missing in this mitzvah kehilchasa, you're not going to be doing the agad kehilchasa. And that's a reza chaitzitz. But enech ram you'd be yetza, like if you didn't have an agat. I just want to be nice of one thing, the Aruch Lanayr doesn't say this, but I think it's pashit. The Gemara says that you do agat al zeh keli van vey. So as you can learn, that the pshat you do agat al zeh keli van veyu, is it looks nice if it's all good. It looks nice as you have them all moving around. It looks very sloppy when you have it as a lulav hadas and a rav and not tied together. It looks sloppy. It looks neater when you have them all together. It looks beautiful. That's the zeh keli van veyu. If you're going to say that, it's not shayach to say these chilukim, that if you have something in between the lulav and the hadas, it's a chatzitza samil svelt in the agud. And if it's mim b'mina, you say in the chaitzitz, it's all telling how it looks. It looks fine, even to something in between. And that's shaykh, the din of chatzitz and the din of mim b'mina in the chaitzitz. You have to say that the din of zekelev anveyu is a din, it's a anveyu in the din. And the pshat is, in order to be mekayim a din, v'lkachtam l'chem, alkicha achas, that's the mitzvah kehilchus, like the Rambam says, is to have a ogud, that's the din. It's ka'ein l'mashal, like tzitzin ma'akvenes amilai, I would think. Also, tzitzin, the cutting of the tzitzin ma'akvenes amilai, which the Gemara says is the din of hider, zekeli van veyum, is not the pshat that it looks nicer. That's not the vart. The vart is, it's more of a kiyum of asar sa'arla. So that's the din of zekeli van veyum, to do the mitzvah with more of a shleimus. So that's what the Aruch Lanayr is learning in the Rambam. They've had to all yaitse, even if there's a chatzitza between the lulav and the hadas, or the lulav and the arava. It's just you need a kiyum of agud, also din lechatchila, and yet a din lechatchila you don't have if it's chaitzitz. You don't have the din agud because the din lechatchila is that there's a gresser kiyum if it's all agud together. It's a skayim mu the din lekachtem lekachtem lechet. That's I think. So that's the first pshat we're saying in the Rambam. In the Rambam, the pshat is that the way the Aruch Lanayr is learning, the Rambam is medayik and lush in the Rambam, that the chsarin of chatzitza is because they're not ogre together. The Rambam holds if you take them all b'zeh hazeh yaitzah, so kolshken, if you take them together with the chatzitza, it's legoria from zeh hazeh. And the Rambam doesn't say le'otzeh dechavos, the Rambam says a chatzitz. It's a chsarin in the kiyum of the zekeli vanvei of the akad. But in Rashi he learns that since Rashi could all agavein the tam, that you have to take them all together, so in Rashi you could say that they're not together, So Melisvel Mulakicha Ainam Agudim Achad Lias Lakicha Achas. So the Avnei Nezer Simetav Tzadik Beis and the Chedusha Rebuvein Simeches Eis Dalin, they both shnei Mekivul Adav Rechad. Very interesting that the Yisayid according to Rashi is like this: even if a luv ain't sarach agad, that means you don't have to tie the luv together. You don't have from Agudis Eizay that you have to actually tie them together. But they need epis and agad. They need an agad biyaday. They're called agad because they're all together in your hand. That's the din agad that is liikuva by a luv. That's the lashon of Rashi. Einem agudim yachad liyis l'kich achas. They have to be tied together. They have to be tied together means you don't have to actually tie them. Yates if you're not tied, but that they have to be tied together. Beyond the agad, yad shmei agad, being tied in your hand, so to speak, being together in the hand, that's kufa and agud. And they bring a raya. They both mamish bring the same raya. Very interesting. The Avdineza and the Chedusha Ruvain. That there's a shayla, the Taz and the Beis Yosef, the Taz and Siman Tavresh and Alef Sifkan Yadav, brings from the Arches Chaim, that if you have the lulav and the esrog together in the same hand, you're not yetzer. You have to have the esrog in a different hand. You have to have lulav bimin and esrog b'smayel. And the Beis Yosef is bothered because it says the Gemara before said you can't have the lulav, the esrog b'aguda achas with the two. Why? Because it says l'kachta mechem b'imishim priyetzadim, and doesn't say v'kapis tmarim. It says kapis tmarim v'anaf esavis v'ayvinachol. So it has the vav by v'anaf esavis v'ayvinachol, but not by v'kapis tmarim. And the male state in them is two separate lakichas. But the chayrit shver, that's also if it's in the same aguda. But here it's not in the same aguda. Mainaf kimina, if it's in, they're both in the right hand, the one's in the right and one's in the left. Mainaf kimina. So they both say, vaistais from them, that when it's together in the hand, that is called an aguda. When the brisa says, yochal, that it should be with them, aguda achas tamalayim, it doesn't have a vav, that means that you can't have it by aguda. It can't be one lakicha. So together in the hand is called the lakicha. So the lulav, hadas, and arava needs one lakicha. The esrig needs a separate lakicha. And what's called one lakicha? Just like we see that if the esrig is in the hand together with the lulav, hadas, and arava, that's called one lakicha for all of them. That's a chsarin, because the vav tells you it should be two lakichas. Hu adin, when you have that the lulav and the hadas and arava aren't together because of the chatzitza between them, so that's a chsarin in the aguda achas. That's a chsarin in the lakicha achas. That's a chsarin in the lakicha. That's a din chatzitza. So that sheet is Rashi. In Rashi, you could say itaka not yaitza because you need the lakicha achas, you need a aguda achas, even though lulav ain't tzarach agad, but they have to be agud biyaday. That's a shtickle from the Avnei Nezer, Siman Tav Tzadik Beis, and the Chedusha Rebuvein, Siman Chesayz Dalet. Now the Aruch Haner and the Rishash both bother with Rashi. Why don't you say another pshat, a more pashim pshat? That there's a chatzitza between the hand and whatever min is there. In other words, when you're holding on to the lulav hadasim and arafis, so you don't say there's a chatzitza between the hadas and the lulav, because that's mitzvah sebekach. That's the way you're supposed to take it. You're supposed to take them together, so your hand can't be touching necessarily all three. There's going to be a chatzitza between the hadas and your hand, and the hadas is going to be chatzitza in your hand and the lulav, but that's what you have to do. You have to carry them together. That wouldn't be called a chatzitza. But if the leaves fall off, so now this leaf, just like if you have a leaf between your hand and what you're holding, and the hadas or the lulav, whatever it is, so it's a chatzitza. So hu adin, if it's in between the hadas and the lulav, l'maisa garet, if it's down on the place where your hand is holding it, so that's a chatzitza between your hand and whatever else is there. Why would that be the chatzitza? I guess it would only be in the case where you're afraid that one of the leaves will be connected your hand. But al-kabanim, if it's connected your hand, so the part that's beyond that leaf, there's a chatzitza between your hand and that leaf. And the part that's beyond that leaf, I mean, the leaf should be a chatzitza. Maybe, well, why shouldn't that be the problem? As Ezek Darathaneh and the Rishash, why wouldn't we learn that way? So I think it might be telling machlekes apayskim al-kabanim, because the Ramah says in Siman Tafresh and Alam Sivav, he says, b'shem da'agudam, that the minig is to take off the rings and the ritzuas of tefillin, I guess, to the people that wear tefillin chalamayin, because it's a chatzitza. But he says, "Avol b'din ain lahak b'dov ain kolayad mechusa." You have a ring while you're taking the lulav. The minig is to take off the ring, but if you have a ring on, al b'din, you don't have to makbe because it's not the whole hand that's covered. So therefore, it wouldn't be a chatzitza because you don't have your whole hand covered. It's just the leaf. Now the Bach and the Taz and the Gaon HaChelek, they say chatzitza is a chatzitza even if it's partially. It doesn't have to be a whole hand. the Goyim brings the Raya from Big Dekuna, and Lekichas Kli Shoresh, that even one here is a Chaitzitz. But Lefi the Ramah, that doesn't hold that way, I guess it could be Miyushev, at least one Teretz, why Rashi didn't learn the way, why Rashi learned Sisa between your hand, because it's not covering your entire hand. But then you have to say that the chatzitza between the minim wouldn't have to cover the entire thing. And Kovid Ipshat's like this, the Goyin is Teilu the Shaila, what is the psul chatzitza here altogether? We have a psul chatzitza, the Gemara discusses if the Agad is a chatzitza, and Rava says kolonoise and a chaitzis, what's the psul chatzitza? Taisis is mashmitz a regular din chatzitza, but the Ran and the Ridvah say there's really no din chatzitza. There's really no din chatzitza batsim. The din chatzitza is only brought in the words chatzitza here because it's a din lakicha. You need a lakicha biyadei. If there's something in the way, it's not a lakicha biyadei. So the Gayin says that if the pshat is din chatzitza, which there, even if it's b'miksas. But if the pshat is a chsarn in the lakicha, like the Ran and the Ridvah hold, so then you could say that you have a lakicha. And just because it's one chatzitza, you have a lakicha with the rest of the hand. So I think that's the pshat here in Rashi, that b'emesin, you have one leaf, so that wouldn't be, at least that's what the Ramah says, that since it's not kol ayad mechus, so that wouldn't be considered a chatzitza. But that's because the din of chatzitza between the hand and the dalad minim, that's a din in the lakicha. It's not a b'emesin chatzitza like the Ran and the Ridvah. So mele chatzitza b'mixis wouldn't shter. Now shengen a chatzitza between the minim, that might be taka with dine chatzitza, because the minim have to be together in the lakicha. There might be taka dine chatzitza that would say that if the minim aren't together, so then it's a chsarn, and that would even be if it's b'mixas. That's how I would answer the kash of Baruch Ler and the Rishash, that a chatzitza between the hand and the min b'mixas wouldn't work, but a chatzitza between the minim, there would be a chatzitza b'mixas. And that's the chor, it's muchach to say, lefi the Ramah, it says a ring is not a chatzitza because mikra adin is not paid because ain kol yad mechusa. So what do you do with here? You say, you have a leaf as a chatzitza. Teretz says, it's not a chatzitza between the hand and the dal minim, it's chatzitza between the minim gufa, that could be a chatzitza, even a small amount. And now let's discuss the Mishnah about Nanuim. The Gemara here discusses the din Nanuim, Hecha Menanim, and the Gemara discusses the Prati din Menanuim. We'll discuss it a little bit. Taisus and the Rishonim bring down that the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that you make a Nanua b'shas the bracha. The Mishnah says you have Nanua by Haidu, Haidu Hashem Tchila v'Seif, and Ana Hashem, Mechalikis B'Shai Mesil, Ana Hashem Mashiach, and Ana Hashem Etzlichana. But what about a nanuah b'shas the bracha? When you make a bracha al natilas luv, do you do nanuah? So it brings a few rayas that you do. One is, it says at the end of the parak, kone yedel nenei chaya belulav. So it doesn't say he has to know how to read halal. Reading halal is probably a later stage than being menanea. So you see, the kone has to be yedel nenei to be chaya belulav. And he's not saying halal. Vayistah, he says, adin nanuah by the bracha. Right, the Taz brings right from the Gemara in Brachas. Hikdom lotsis the derech mevin lo sheif v'dekei luv menanea megillah v'kayuba. You see, you bring a luv, he's menanea. Vices with that halal. And the Rosh also brings down the whole thing. The Ritva and the Ran bring this din of nanua b'shas bracha. They bring it from the Raya Masechtas Brachas. And the Rosh says that the Rav Yad, the Raya from the Yerushalmi, because it says Rav Acha b'Yakov matila. Rav Acha took it back and forth. Menanea kan mevarech aleh. So you see from the Yerushalmi Elash and Erach HaBiyakov, the Gemara says later, when he did Nanu, he said, Giri Be'eni Desidna. So you see that he does Nanua. The Rav Yaakov wants to say that the main Nanua with the Melech and the Mevi and the Mala and the Mayur in the three times, and that's B'Shas Bracha. The Nanua of the Mishnah B'Shas Halal is just shaking it. That's what he claims to say. L'maisa, we pass it out the way. We pass it that you do a full Nanua B'Shas Halal as well. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim Simitav Reish and Aleph Sifches talk about Nanua B'Shas Bracha and Nanua B'Shas Halal. And for Kert, the Rishonim all mashma that the Ikka Nanua is B'Shas Bracha. Right? We'll speak about that soon. B'Shas Halal is an extra thing. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Lula Perek Zayin Alach Ates Mishvig Bia Dal Minim Eilu Bein Shvig Bia Machzachas Bein Bezachazeh Bein Mimbe Mismol Yatzah. And he says, "Umitzak elchasa sheagbi agudish agimol minim biyamin v'asher gismal." V'yelech v'yavi v'yala v'yoyev v'neilu v'gimel pam b'chol ruach v'ruach, and it goes into how to do the nanuim like Dushenim ha'amayrich. Ketzed melech u'menei reshulul gimel pam u'mevi menei reshulul of gimel pamim v'chein baliyah v'yariyah v'yirida v'heichan melech u'mevi b'shas kriya sahalal b'hoidu Hashem k'itev k'ila b'seifah v'an Hashem v'shiyana. So he brings a mitzvah kelchus to do nanua, and he says, when do we do nanua? By halal, by hoidul Hashem ki toiv, and on Hashem Mashiach. So I saw in the Sefer Avodas Zarah from Rabbi Goldberg, I saw other places also, that the Olam says over B'shem the Brisker Rav, that the Rambam brings nanua b'shas halal as the mitzvah kelchus of the lulav. Now vice dice, like we're saying, nanua are part of the kiyum of the mitzvahs lulav. When you're supposed to do it, that is when you have the din nanua of the luav. And that's why the Biskirav says you should do nanua specifically with the luav you made a bracha on. You're being yaitza, the luav and the nanuam together. And Rav Moshe Shterbach, and Ma'adam Mizmanim, Chelik Beisim, and Kafi Tzayin, he says that that's why the Biskirav did not make a bracha on the luav before Shachar. So a lot of Gedalim did, like Avchaim Volozhin and quite a few others. They made a bracha on the lulav before Shachris. The Arizal says to make in the sukkah before Shachris and do nanu in the sukkah. A lot of people are knowing that way. To do is use the makdim and the mitzvahs, make a bracha on the lulav right away. But the argadilim that were knowing, not that way, the different timing for each one. Like some Seifer was knowing do it before Shachris, but the argadilim that do it, bedafka for keret, they wait till after Shachris, they do it before Halal. And today we have a sukkah by the shul, so a lot of people, they wait till after Shachar, so they go to the Shul Sukkah and do the Nanum in the Sukkah, Kedasa Rizal, and that's a common thing also. And the Avodas David said that the Brisker Rav teaches the Rambam like this. The Rambam says, the Mitzvah Kilchasa, that Yagbi Aguda Shul Gimel, Minim Biyamin, Vesuk Bismail. Now what's the Mitzvah Kilchasa? First of all, Aguda, that it has to be tied, of Gimel Minim, and second of all, the good of Gimel Minim is Bismail, Bimin and Eshuk Bismail, and third of all, is Shadun Anuim, and fourth of all, when, and he tells you exactly how to do them, and fourth of all, when do you do the Anuim? Bishas Kriyasau. But the way this David, the David Goldberg Tain is, that Rebbeinu Menayach didn't learn this way. It's a Shaila, where to put the Kama? Where to have the Nigan of the Rambam? Because the Brisker Rav seemed to have learned like this. That he tells you, Umenaneir Alulav, right? Right, and then he writes the heichan meilech umevi. Teretz is where do you meilech umevi? Teretz is b'shas kriyasal. You do it b'shas kriyasal by idul Hashem kitayv. Rabbeinu Melech brings down the rishonim about the nanuah b'shas bracha, which is done besides the nanuah mevhal, which is not mefurish in the Gemara, but like Tesis and the rishonim, like we mentioned. And Rabbeinu Melech says the Rambam also holds that way. And he says the Ram was Meramis, because since he said, Heichan Melech Umevi B'Shas Kriyas Halal, the Gemara didn't say B'Shas Kriyas Halal, the Mishnah just says, Heichan Menanei, right? Why did the Ram say B'Shas Kriyas Halal? To teach you that there's two Nanu. There's a Nanu and B'Shas Bracha, and that we're not discussing. And there's another Nanu and B'Shas Kriyas Halal, and there, you want to know where in Halal do we do it? And the answer is, Hayit Tekil V'Seif and Anna. So the Brisker Rav learned, V'heichan Melech Umevi, and the answer is B'Shas Kriyas Halal B'Hoidul Hashem Kitev Tchil V'Seif B'Ban Hashem Mashiyana. But Ben Imleich learned V'heichan Melech Umevi B'Shas Kriyas Halal. I know you do a Melech Umevi. That when I told you before do a Melech Umevi, that was B'Shas Bracha. And V'heichan Melech Umevi B'Shas Kriyas Halal. And that shows you that what we said before was not B'Shas Kriyas Halal, it was B'Shas Bracha. And the answer is V'Hoidul. So the two ways to read the Rambam. The Brisker Rav's way to read the Rambam is the Nanuam and the Halal, that is the Mitzvah Kelchasa. But Rabbeinu Menayach's way to read the Rambam is like the Rishonim here, pretty clear. No, the Nanuam of the Bracha is the Mitzvah Kelchasa. The Halal says, wait, it didn't. I got a saw in the Eitzim of Farshi Atam, and he brings in the Tshuvah Sagainim, that it says like this, L'inu Yitulis Natilis Lulav, Kach Re'inu, Em Shalai Beis Tfilonai Le'im Avarachal V'menanai, Makzir Lim Kaimat. So that sounds to me like the Rav. If you're doing a Chaloi based tefillah, then you do a B'Shas Bracha. If you're doing a based tefillah, then you do the Bracha, and the Nanu is B'Hidul Hashem. In other words, the Nanu of Hal is what you're really supposed to be doing. And that's where the Nanu is supposed to be. I saw the Bala Itta is also that way. The Bala Itta says, Umiduloi Atkin Nanu of the Bracha, since the Gemara never mentioned Nu of Bracha, Shmaim and Ikanu of Bahali. Rambam's like the Shuvah Sagainim. So it could be the Rambam was always that way. Could we read the Rambam like the Brisker Rav? That Nanu is supposed to be B'Shas Halal. That's when it's supposed to be. That's when the Ikka Nanu of the Luv is. And Afkamina, that you should do the Halal right after the Bracha, and you should make sure to have the Luv that you made B'Shas Bracha. That's the Luv you should do B'Shas Nanuim. That's the Ikka Mitzvah of Nanuim that you're doing. But other Rishayim are not there, like the Rosh is B'Shem the Rav Yafaket. The Nanu of the Bracha is the Ikka. And so the Bala Itta himself, he says this, but then he says from the Rav Sar Shalom, he says, from the Rav Sar Shalom, that he brings a riot, Vachab Yaakov said, Giri Bein and Desibma, that was B'Shas Bracha, because B'Shas Hal will be a Hefzik. So you see that the Ikka Nanu is B'Shas Bracha. Al Kopanim, you could learn the Rambam that way, and the Ari Shainim that say it, and that's the Brisker of Shat. Now, one more thing about Nanua. Azari Gemara says, Nanua Mandacha Shmei, who said about Nanua and Hechem and Anim? Teretz is awesome Kite. We're going back on the Mishnah, Kolu V'Shishim Gimel Tvachim El Neir B'Kashi. So Mele, we discussed Nanua, you need a Tefa Kadel and Anea, so we ask Hechem and Anim. So I would think that the Pashtus is that Nanua is a Din Deraisa, because the Shir is a Shir Deraisa. It's not Leikuva, but it's Mitzvah Kilchasa. That there's a din, nidaraisa, to have the Mitzvah Kilchasa that way. Because how would the Shia Tafa come if it's not a din deraisa? Now the Shaila is, the Miri the Mashal asks, how could you have a Shia Tafa Chadela Naneya Bayit? How could that be Makiv? The Nun Gufa is not Makiv. So the Miri says, you need Royal Labila. You need Royal Labila. Now Royal Labila would be good if there was a din deraisa of Nanua, just a din lechatchila. But you need Royal Labila. You need Roy for that din deraisa. There's no din deraisa of Nanua. So how would it be shaykh to say that you need royal labila? Another ayin to this is the fact that katna yedel and chayav lulav, right? The only chayav lulav is yedel and neir, not katna yedel lita lulav chayav lulav. Katna yedel and aneir. What's the pshat? So normally you could say that even if the katan could be yetsa the mitzvah, but if you can't do the mitzvah with the full shleimus, it's not yet the time of chinuch for such a katan. The zman chinuch is when he could do the mitzvah with the full shleimus. But if he could do the mitzvah deraisa with the full shleimus, he just can't do a din derabanan, which the rabbanan made a din lechatchila. I don't know if that would be, that it wouldn't be the zman chinuch. I saw the Sam Sefer says at the end of the perek, the imam says such a thing, that lechaira, the fact that Chazal said that the mitzvah chinuch of a katan is tolling a deil and an eir, sounds like the new is a din deraisa, it's not ma'akiv, but upon him, it's a shleimus of the mitzvah, like the Rambam calls the mitzvah kelchasa midaraisa. Also, I think another ayah, is Taisus later in the Aflametesim and Aleph is discussing, could you make the bracha luv after you pick it up? He says one sad that you do make a bracha after you pick it up, because why is it called Eivel HaSiyasin? Because you didn't do the Nanuim yet. I also would think, if Nanuim is Derabbanan, so you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa B'Shleimus, then it wouldn't be called Eivel HaSiyasin. It'd have to be a Din Deraisa. Navas, Mideraisa Gufa, there's a Din of a Mitzvah B'Shleimus, a Shiari Mitzvah, that Yetzu without it, but Al Kaponim, that's part of the Mitzvah's luv. Lemaisa, the Bala Itter I saw, says this to Rabbanan. Also, the Shal Shachuvah's Binyan Tzion from the Arach Lener, Simulam Megimel, by him it was Pasha Num is the Rabbanan. Akade Kach, he learns that the Shea of Dalat Fachim is the Rabbanan. Midiraisa Yates with Luv Gimel Tvachim, because how could the Shea of Dalat Fachim be the Raisa if you need a Tafa Kadel and Anea, but in the whole Num is the Rabbanan? So you do see that the Bala Itter, then the Arach Lener, the Binyan Tzion, Emzon is the Rabbanan, the Tzarechim Mechalanel.